It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Welcome here, 92.1 KMZ, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Brennan Prophet, Kirk Kilman back in studio, live down here at Onega, Kansas, at Onega High School, host school here, this TVL matchup here today between the Valley Heights Mustangs here and the Onega Buffaloes. Valley Heights, the road team, 7-2 in the Twin Valley League here on the girls' side, overall 15-7 here on the girls' side for Onega, 6-14 overall and 2-7 in the Twin Valley League. Of course, we'll have our boys matchup after our girls matchup concludes, and that one, a Valley Heights team that is searching for their first win of the season, 0-22, 0-9 in the Northeast in the Twin Valley League. They're 0-10 at home and they're 0-6 here on the road. Again, they're looking for their first win this year, and they have the opportunity to do so today at the very end of the season. And for the Onega Buffalo boys, off to a good season as it's been up to this point, 7-13 overall, 1-8 in the Twin Valley League, but 6-5 against their non-league opponents. Both Onega, both those girls and boys, they have their brackets for Class 1A Division 1 having come out. Onega boys, they will be playing next Monday. They will take on Troy on the road for the sub-state quarterfinals of 1A Division 1. And for the Onega girls, they'll be on the road on Tuesday taking on Clifton Clyde, one of the top teams in Class 1A Division 1 with Sevy Wirtz. But again, a boys matchup that'll be later on today after the conclusion of our girls matchup. So let's dive in to this girls matchup. We just said it, Valley Heights and Onega. Valley Heights, a Class 2A team, taking on Onega, a Class 1A Division 1 team. Valley Heights, their brackets, they will be released tomorrow for the classes of 2A and 3A. So we'll know their alignments tomorrow. We'll have that on the MSU Sports Radio Network or MSUSports.net website, as well as on the network. By the way, wrestling will be tomorrow. We'll have a couple of Onega wrestlers up at Rossville. That'll be viewable on the Silver Lake channel for anyone who's curious. That'll be starting at around 9 o'clock. But again, let's dive here into this girls matchup here, starting off with the away team in the Valley Heights Mustangs, head coached by Jordan Brockman, his 10th season. He's got over 160 wins in his tenure. This year, returning 3 starters, 9 letter winners, 5 trips to state in the last 6 years. Under his tenure here, he has been an incredible head coach here for Valley Heights. Last year, they went 16-9 overall, 7-4 in the TVL. But this year, they're looking to do a little better in this season here on a high note, 16-7, and roll off some wins there in the sub-state side of things. Of course, Valley Heights coming off a massive winning streak right here, 4 straight games. The Chapman Clay Center, Frankfort, and lastly, they beat Blue Valley Randolph 58-45. Of course, Valley Heights in the Twin Valley Tournament this year, but they placed 6th overall. They lost to Hanover in the 5th place match, 62-26. And two of the lone lead losses here this season for Valley Heights have been Hanover and Lynn, two top-ranked teams. At one point, they were the 1 and 2 of Class 1A Division 2. Hanover right now, again, they were one of the top-ranked teams. They lost to them in the regular season part of the league, 52-31. They lost to Lynn, 44-35. So Valley Heights, they've had a kind of a tough stretch up and down, but these last 4 games, they have found a real head of steam, and they definitely have the opportunity to pick up a big win here tonight. And they have a big opportunity to do so here against the Onega Buffaloes. And let's talk about the Onega Buffaloes real quick. Again, head coach by Adam Kufald in his first year here. He was actually hired just a week before the season started. He is the head coach of baseball here at Onega. So very familiar here with the athletes and the personnel here. So able to come in pretty easily. We've got 3 starters returning here this season and 6 winner winners. Last year, Onega team that went 8-12 overall, 2-7 mark left in the Twin Valley League. They earned a home playoff game for the first time in 12 years last year. Fortunately, again, they will not be able to host a home playoff game this season. They'll be on the road on Tuesday taking on Clifton Clyde, but they managed to actually win that first round game last year against Royal Vista 56-43. So an Onega team that is, again, coming off of what was a really solid season. Of course, they lost a lot of great graduates, Bridget Campbell, Annie Forrest, and Blaney Figge, but they returned a lot of solid players. One of them that we'll talk plenty about tonight, Lauren Martin, the 5'9" junior forward, who leads the team with 77 blocks and has multiple triple-doubles here on the season. She's just 2 points away from 150 points this season, and she is just only 6 points away from 140 rebounds. So overall, she has been a solid athlete. Head coach Adam Kufall talks about her every single week on our coaches' shows on Wednesdays, that she's a phenomenal athlete. Constantly, she is doing great things, and she's definitely one of the top leaders in the state when it comes to block shots. And that's a big thing that Adam Kufall stresses, that her ability to block shots, be physical, be aggressive. She's going to be a big key here in the attack today here for this Onega team. Onega is averaging 36.3 points a game this season, and from the field, they're shooting 36%. Valley High, it's a team that's averaging 51.7 points per game this season, and they're on an average of 39.1 points per game this year. Talking about Onega's season so far, again, last year he said that they went 8-12 overall, and it's been a little bit of a dip year here for them, going down to 6-14 overall, only 2-7 in the Twin Valley League. But again, they've been a really solid team. It's been the turnover bug that Adam Kufall has termed it, that has been kind of the influence every single game here for Onega. They got to keep the turnovers low. They average 24 turnovers a game in comparison to only 10 assists and 7.6 steals per game. So, you know, a team that is, again, trying to keep that turnover rate low, trying to get more buckets inside. You know, you look over here at the last couple games here for Onega. They lost against Oskaloosa and Lynn, but they were able to pick up a win over Washington County, 41-29, before their last game they lost to Jonathan West, 64-48. Onega did go 2-1 in the Twin Valley League tournament, beating Washington County and Frankfort. Both were Twin Valley League tourney consolation games. They beat Washington County 64-44 in that tournament game as well. Real quick, we're going to take a step aside for 3 minutes. We'll come back. We'll give you starters here for tonight's action. Again, coming up here, our girls' matchup, Valley Heights and Onega, all here on 92.1 KMZA.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection, online at rainbowtel.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is Brian Green from Allstate. January is mayhem trying to pay for all of your holiday spending. If Christmas parties crashed your budget, your January resolution should be to call the Brian Green Agency and let Allstate better protect you at a lower cost. This January, skip the gym membership and make a resolution you can achieve. Save money by calling me at the Brian Green Agency and let Allstate's lower costs on home and auto insurance be your resolution win. Put yourself in the good hands of Allstate. Mine.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Panzaland Radio.
Welcome back here, 92.1 KMZ, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Friend and Prophet Kirk Kilman back in studio. Again, you're locked in here to 92.1 KMZ. Our upcoming matchup here, Valley Heights Mustangs of Class 2A on the road, taking on here the Onega Buffaloes, Class 1A, Division 1. And now let's greet your starters here for tonight's action. Starting off here with the Valley Heights Mustangs, the road team here in tonight's game. Valley Heights team is 15-7 this season, 2-7 in the Twin Valley League. And here on the road this season, they are 4-2. Of course, here everyone knows Ava Smith, a 5'9" senior guard, a first-team Twin Valley League returner, a four-year starter, and a first-team All-State player returned from last year. She averaged 17 points a game and 5 rebounds a game last season. This year, she's averaging 18.5 points a game. And she has been a top player here for Valley Heights in this season. Also, Mia Vermitten, a 5-foot senior as well. Last year averaged 7.7 points a game, 5.4 assists per game last year. Of course, this year she's averaging over 7 points a game. She's the second team returner from the Twin Valley League, and All-State mention as well. Paige Miller, the 5'6" junior, who was out a little bit last season, but she's got a great motor and defensive hustle. This year she's averaging around 8 points a game. Josie Parker, the 5'10" senior, who averaged 6 points a game last season. She's upped that number to roughly around 8 points a game this season. And Tessa Bigham, the 5'9" junior forward, who's a solid rebounder. And this year, she's been equaled up in the stats with a little over north of 2 points and 2 rebounds a game. Valley Heights is head coached by Jordan Brochman, his 10th season. He's right now got over 160 wins in his tenure here with Valley Heights and has taken 5 trips to state in the last 6 seasons. And here for Onega, head coached by Adam Kufall in his first season here with the Onega girls. With starting off with their starting lineup, although Hochsteller, the 5'5" junior guard, who leads the team with 2.8 assists per game and nearly 5 points a game and 2.2 rebounds a game. Lauren Martin, the 5'9" junior forward, who leads the team with 77 blocks, multiple triple-doubles on the season. We just talked about her there in that last segment. That she's going to be a big key here in this game for Onega and her ability to not just clear the glass, but her defensive and offensive ability. It's going to be utilized here tonight for Onega. Jaden Haskin, a 5'8" senior guard, who leads the team in steals with 1.4 steals per game. She's also right behind Hochstedler in assists with 2.5 assists per game. Abby Ringel, a 5'8" senior forward, who's averaging 8.4 points per game and 6.6 rebounds a game. And Emma Conger, who's only got 7 points scored this season and 17 rebounds, but it's senior night here for Onega, so they got a cast and crew here of senior starters for the night's action. 3 of them with Jaden Haskin, Abby Ringel, and Ember Conger. So again, one more time through here for the Onega Buffaloes. It's Will Hochstedler, Lauren Martin, Jaden Haskin, Abby Ringel, and Ember Conger. And for the Valley Heights, one more time through, it's Ava Smith, one of the top players in Class 2A, Mia Vermitten, Paige Miller, Josie Parker, and Tessa Bigham. Well, we got about a little over 90 seconds until we get on the way with the national anthem. Afterwards, we'll get on to the tip-off of our action between Valley Heights and Onega, all here on 92.1 KMZ. Of course, this is the end point of the season, so after today, you know, it is all locked and loaded for Substate, at least in this small side of the classes, in classes 1A and 2A, as both these teams are getting ready, prepared for Substate play next week. Of course, Class 1A brackets, the only brackets to have come out so far, Division 1 and 2, with Class 2A and 3A being released on Saturday, which is tomorrow. Onega girls looking to play Clifton Clyde on Tuesday. So, in win or loss, I know who they're going to play. Substate seedings were decided on Wednesday in the alignment. But still, you know, if you're head coach Adam Kufall, you're looking to get a big win tonight against this Valley Heights team. And a key win here against this Valley Heights team, not only would it give you lots of confidence, but, well, kind of that, just specifically, is it will give you confidence leading in to that Substate game against Clifton Clyde. And this is a team that is struggled with a little bit of that turnover bug. So other than trying to pick up confidence, you know, it's about trying to solve some of the issues that have been kind of plagued throughout this season I know it's kind of hard to do it all in one game, but, again, it goes back to that big word, in confidence, trying to get some improvements tonight, find some confidence in these girls, and get them going here in this matchup, and be able to clean a couple things up going into that sub-state game against Clifton Clyde. This is a very solid Valley Heights team that they will be taking on tonight. They're going to look to get a lot of involvement from Lauren Martin, as well as, of course, Jaden Haskin and Willow Hostetter. Real quick, though, we're going to take a couple minutes aside. We'll come right back for the action. Step aside for the national anthem. But afterwards, we'll come back. Valley Heights and Onega, all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
With every pregnancy, it's a journey, and you deserve care that walks with you every step of the way. At Community Healthcare System, our OB team provides compassionate, personalized care from your first visit through delivery and beyond. Expert providers, a caring team, close to home. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, to enrich the health and lives of the people we serve.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
I'm Rod Whitmer with Farmer State Bank, and I'm an ag loan officer. An ag line of credit from Farmer State Bank here in Houlton provides working capital when you need it most, whether it be for equipment repairs, fuel expenses, seed, fertilizer, feed, labor, and other ag input costs, harvest expenses, and more. We're here to help. Give us a call at Farmer State Bank, ask for Rod Whitmer, and we'll get you started.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome here, 92.1 KMZ for the MSU Sports Radio Network. Basketball action getting ready to begin our final regular season game here of the season here on 92.1 KMZ before we dive into sub-state games next week. But of course, our final regular season game. Here we go. It's Valley Heights Mustang Class 2A here on the road, taking on the Onega Buffaloes here hosting this contest here in Onega, Kansas. The Class 1A Division 1 team have already been set for their substate alignments, as Onega will take on Clifton Clyde next Tuesday. Valley Heights and Class 2A alignments will come out tomorrow, so they'll know that, and that'll be on our website, msgsports.net. Of course, also a reminder that after all tonight's action, you can catch Jake and Boz on the National High School Scoreboard Show with both of them. So, again, you can catch that after tonight's action. But real quick, running through our starters one more time before we jump to today's action. Valley Heights, again, the road team, Ava Smith, Mia Vermitten, Paige Miller, Josie Parker, Tessa Figgum. And for the Onega Buffaloes, it's Will Hostetler, Lauren Martin, Jaden Haskin, Abby Ringel, and Ember Conger. Three seniors there for Onega for senior night. Jaden Haskin, Abby Ringel, and Amber Conger. Tonight's action getting ready and rear to go. Valley Heights, they will work left to right of your dial to start this matchup. And the Onega Buffaloes, they will work right to left. Onega in the white tops and bottoms with the dark brown numerals and orange trim. With the Valley Heights Mustangs here in the all-black unis with purple numerals and white trim. And now four quarters and 32 minutes of basketball action, all getting ready here on 92.1 KMZA. Both teams here taking the court now finally for Onega. Lauren Martin, the 5'9" junior, stepping up to half court. The 5'9" junior forward, who leads the team with 77 blocks. Definitely one of the top blockers here in the state, who averages 7.5 points per game. She'll be lined up right in front of her. Ava Smith, one of the best players in Class 2A, who averages 18.5 points per game, the 5'9" senior guard. And now we are getting ready for basketball action here, Onega and Valley Heights. Valley Heights will win the opening tip-off with Smith into the hands of Paige Miller. She'll take it left to right, down the dial, right seam, now the corner. Here, three-pointer already on the way, missed by Josie Parker, but rebounded by the Valley Heights offense, Ava Smith. And Valley Heights resets it at the top. Now down under Smith, looking to sneak it in from the baseline. Couldn't. Wearing the board is Ember Conger. That's her 18th rebound here this season. Get a nice opening stat line there for senior night for her. Onega underneath the rim, not able to get the shot to go in. And now Meaver Mitten has a rebound for Valley Heights. Down the floor on the right seam. Now the near corner. Back to Josie Parker. She'll dribble inside the paint. Kick out to Smith. She'll set her feet. Fire the three off the heel and rebounded at the top of the stripe. It's being picked up by Ava Smith, and she'll return it for two. Ava Smith recovers her own rebound, her own missed shot. And now here, Valley Heights up by two. The opening score here over Onega. 7 minutes to go in this game. Onega's trying to prevent a turnover here. They're trying to get it down the floor. They do so. Hochstetler near side. Haskin on the left wing shot. Missed for the three and rebounded by Valley Heights. And then stolen immediately back by Onega. Abby Ringel, but underneath the basket, rebounded back from Tessa Bigham for Valley Heights. Both teams going back and forth here already. Just a minute 18 here into the opening quarter. But a foul call at the very end by onto Ember Conger for Onega. Valley Heights here taking it down the floor. It's Paige Miller. She'll fly to the far side of Parker. Parker drives baseline, floats it from the short corner. Fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Paige Miller up two shots at the free throw line. First free throw up from Parker and off the heel, left side. Valley Heights averaging 51.7 points per game this season, 15-7 overall, looking in this season with their 16th win. The match last year's overall record is the second free throw is floated through the basket. Valley Heights only a 3-0 lead here over Onega with 6:33 to go in the opening quarter. Onega taking it down the floor with Lauren Martin. Martin at the top of the arc, she loses the ball, and it's stolen by Vermitten. Down the floor, Vermitten, right-hand dribble. Now to Parker, and she'll snag the assist as Parker's got the finish. Now Onega works it down the far side of the floor with Abby Ringel. Now to the corner of Hochstetler, and she loses the ball out of bounds. Onega, that is now their second turnover here of the game in this opening quarter. And already a timeout here taken by Onega. With 6:11 left to go here in the first quarter. A 30-second timeout taken here by head coach Adam Kupal and the Buffaloes. It's 5-0. Valley Heights over Onega. 6:11 to go in the first. We're back in 30.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kansaland Radio.
Coming out of the timeout, Valley Heights up 5-0 over Onega with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Ava Smith drives the baseline, floats it over to the heel, and it's knocked out to the near corner. Last touch out of bounds by Onega, and Valley Heights will have it on the baseline right side. Throwing it in for Valley Heights, coming down to it. Mia Vermitten. She'll go to the near corner to Miller. Miller to Parker. Parker drives in the right elbow. Kicks out Miller. Pump fake. Steps back outside to the corner. Now to Ava Smith up top. Smith inside the paint. Fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Valley Heights already second trip up to the charity stripe here in the game. They have been aggressive here, taking the ball down the paint side. Foul coming against Willow Hochstetler. Her first foul of the game. Smith, her first free throw, is banked off the top of the rim and out. Substitutions in the floor for Valley Heights. Two of them, Avery Stevenson coming in, as well as Lindsey Gray, the 5'6" junior. Avery Stevenson, the 5' junior. So a pair of juniors hitting the court. As Smith's second free throw slices through the basket. Valley Heights up 6-0 over Onega with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Hoschler having a screen. She'll drive it down the floor. Valley Heights applying full court pressure here. Hoschler at the timeline. She's looking to her left side right now with a left-hand dribble. Back to her right hand at the top of the arc. She's peeking that way. No shot clock down here, Onega. Actually, it might be the first shot clock I've seen all season long in the regular season here. And the year, especially in here. A turnover now for Onega. Taking it over is Mia Vermitten, her second steal of the game. Down inside the paint, kick out to Smith for a three-pointer. Rolls in and out of the bowl for the missed three. And Lauren Martin picks up her first rebound of the game. 135 rebounds on the season now for Lauren Martin, who leads the team, averaging 6.7 rebounds a game. Haskin now with him on the far wing, under to Conger, underneath, finding Abby Ringel, who wrangles it down for Onega's first points of the game. Onega breaking up a six-point stretch there for Valley Heights, now down only by four with 4:44 to go in this first quarter. Valley Heights driving inside the nail, Grave, pump fake slow, now spinning around, put up to the top, three-pointer on the way, missed to the right by Vermitten. It's out of bounds, and Onega will take over. Substitutions hitting the floor again. Paige Miller comes in, giving Ava Smith a break. And Hayden Matsky here coming in for the Onega Buffaloes. Onega working right to left here, your dial, breaking a full-court pressure down the floor. They get it to Ringel, who just had the first bucket for Onega. Ringel, who averages 8.5 points per game and 6.6 rebounds a game. Onega working around the three-point line. Up top, Ringel shoots a three, but it's from the back heel and rebounded by Paige Miller from Valley Heights. Onega already 0-for-2 outside the arc. Both teams are 0-for-2. Here's a left elbow take from Tessa Bigham, missed and corralled by Haskin. Onega down the floor and swiping it underneath the basket is Mackenzie Dorsey, the 5'7" junior, averages 3.9 points a game. Now 79 points here scored on the season. Onega, they've responded with four straight here. Stevenson drives, right block, uses the window, misses the shot, and they're going to get a foul at the very end against Valley Heights. Rebound was on Lauren Martin for Onega, but the foul here called against Valley Heights, that'll be their first foul of the quarter. It's on Lauren Martin. Onega trying to throw this one in. They go right to left. Martin into Dorsey. Back to Martin. Screen is set left side, but Martin will go off to the right. She'll look to the timeline in the middle of the floor, and then she'll find Dorsey. Dorsey splits defenders down the floor in the paint. Pass the ball out of bounds. That'll be Onega's third turnover of the game. 3:25 to go in the opening quarter. 6-4. Valley Heights over Onega. Valley Heights, I think, allowed 4 points scored straight here. 4-2 Onega. Far side, Gray drives in. Left elbow take from Bigham, and she spirals it inside. Bigham with the big two. Ends a 4-point scoring stretch for Onega. It's 8-4. 3 minutes now to tilt here in this opening quarter. Being trapped 2-on-1, far sideline. Now picked up Onega. They pass it down the floor, and a foul is called on Valley Heights. I think Matsky was looking for a finish down under. Matsky heading up to the free throw line to shoot two. Head coach Adam Kufall brings over three of his girls here to talk to him on the defensive end. First free throw up and skips off the top rim for Matsky. 2:54 to go in the opening quarter. 8-4, Valley Heights over Onega. Onega defends Adam Kufall, or girls' better defensive side of the floor, getting prepared here for this next free throw attempt by Matsky. It's missed. Offensive rebound is Lindsey Gray for Valley Heights, so Matsky goes 0-for-2 at the charity stripe. Ava Smith on the right team. She'll drive in Stella to the block, and she's fouled. They'll go up and earn two at the free throw line. Valley Heights already three trips now up to the foul line in this game. Not even 6 minutes here into it. Foul is on Mackenzie Dorsey, her first of the game. 14th foul on Onega. Smith, a deep lunge, and follows through with a nice shot through the basket. Ava Smith over 70% at the free throw line this season as both her buckets, or both her free throws here, go through the bucket. Now 3 of 4 now in the game. Onega takes over here. They'll have 4 straight points now. Valley Heights responding with 4 straight after Onega scored 4 straight. Onega on the left corner. Dorsey upright. Martin, she'll skip it opposite wing to Haskin, and she'll lose it in front of her knee. And it's picked up by Stevenson for her first steal of the game. Onega's 4th turnover. Valley Heights working with it on the left wing. Up top to the right to Stevenson. She'll spin at the nail. Drive to the right block. It's off the window and in from the front of the rim. Avery Stevenson picks up her first points. 12-4. Valley Heights over Onega with 2 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Onega working a nice offensive set here. They get Dorsey open in the left corner. It's in and out of the basket for the three. And the rebound is by Bigham. Down the floor. Ball's being pushed from Valley Heights, and Ava Smith has the 2 finish. Ava Smith already a strong first quarter. 7 points, 2 boards. Onega trying to respond. They've allowed 8 straight consecutive points now after being down just 6-4. It's 14-4 with 1:30 to go in the first. But Onega finds a response underneath the basket. They'll go towards Abby Ringel. Her second bucket of the quarter for the 5'8 senior here showing out on senior night. Driving underneath the basket, Miss Miller. Rebound by Lauren Martin, her third board of the quarter. Down the floor, Haskin, far side skip to the wing, to Dorsey. Now to the left wing, bump fake by Haskin. Left corner, now three-pointer on the wing and nailed for Abby Ringel. Man, showing out senior night, final game here on the home court. And Ringel's making it splash. Onega now 1-4 outside the arc. Rebound here by Haskin. Onega takes back over. Haskin down the floor to Martin on the left wing. High out. 49 seconds to go here in this opening quarter. Martin down under, finding a backside look, and they're going to get a travel on Dorsey after she collects the pass. Fifth turnover of the quarter for Onega. They've scored 5 straight points now. After being down 14-4, it's 14-9. Trailing by 5 with 41 seconds to go in this first quarter to Valley Heights. Paige Miller taking the ball down the floor, right side. Look to Vermitten, who's back in the game here for Valley Heights. Vermitten to Miller. Miller, bump fake, left side, drives in. 2 foot in front of the basket, lets it fly, and misses. Martin, her 4th board of the quarter for Onega. Down the floor, Haskin, 1-on-1 on Smith. She's stuck down the pivot foot. And a foul called on Ava Smith, her first of the game. First foul for her, 3rd team foul of the quarter against Valley Heights. Onega, they have no more fouls to give here in this quarter. They already have 4, 18 seconds to go, down by 5 to Valley Heights. Haskin drives on the right corner, veers back out. Now looks up to the top of the arc. Here's a 3-point flyer. It's missed to the left window from Matsky. And down the floor, Vermin pushes it after clearing the board. And Ava Smith has a 2-point finish. 2 seconds to go of the quarter, and time will expire. 16-9, Valley Heights will have the lead going into the second quarter here over Onega. We're back in 60 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Dennison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here for the start of the second quarter here on 92.1 KMZA, 16-9, Valley Heights over Onega. Onega starts off with the ball here to begin this second quarter. Hofstadler from the near sideline toss in, and Ava Smith has a steal to begin This quarter for Valley Heights. Down the floor, set up for Miller. Short corner shot, missed and rebounded by Matsky for Onega. Onega, six turnovers now here, though, in this first half. And a foul followed here up from Valley Heights. That is the second foul here against Ava Smith. First foul here of the quarter for either team. A charge against the Mustangs. And Smith will have to take some time off here to the bench with 7:43 to go to half. Here in the first, 16-9. Valley Heights still over Onega. Hostetler on the left side wing. Drives down the low. Screen is set. She'll run into her teammate Martin. She'll dish it out to Dorsey. Dorsey at the timeline. Goes to her right. And a foul called on Paige Miller for Valley Heights. A blocking foul. That'll be her first foul of the game. Valley Heights already picking up their second foul of the quarter. Number 21 had the foul. Mackenzie Dorsey has the toss in from the near sideline. She'll go down under to Martin on the block, and Martin finishes with her first point. Onega only down by 5 here, 16-11, with 7:20 left to go in the second quarter to Valley Heights. Mustangs with it on the right corner. Parker drives inside, pins it from the left elbow, foot in front, and that'll go in for two. Onega down by 7 with 7 to go in the half. Hostetler on the right side of the perimeter, loses the ball. It's stolen by Miller. She's dribbling it down the floor, attacking the basket. She passes it out to Gray. Gray misses. Parker makes the rebound, and she's got the and one. Josie Parker, the opportunity at the foul line to complete a three-point play after making the second offensive rebound there on that offensive possession. Onega makes a couple of substitutions here on the floor. Conker coming back out, as well as Jaden Haskins. Free throw for the three-point is up and missed by Josie Martin. And Onega takes it over with Hostetler. Down the floor, looking down and under, and that'll be a turnover. Abby Ringel loses it off her fingertips. Seventh turnover for Onega. Valley Heights takes over, up by 9, 20-11 with 6:30 to go in the first half. Parker drives inside the block, and a foul called on Onega. Referee jogging here over the near score side to throw up the numbers. He's going to get the tag on Abby Ringel for her second foul of the game. Second team foul here for Onega. Tossin is in and taken away by Conger. Second turnover of the game for Valley Heights. Onega controls it. Haskin to her right to Hostetler. Being prepared to come in is Dorsey for Onega on the near scores table side. Hostetler looking underneath and trying to make a good look to Ringel, but she misses the bunny underneath, and the rebound is by Kinsley Gillig, her first time in here for Valley Heights. Gray, right corner. Miller, inside look to Parker, and Parker turns around and fires it off the back heel for two. Valley Heights now up by 11, their largest lead here, 22-11 over Onega, 5:48 to go here, here in the second quarter. At the top of the arc, it's Abby Ringel. Down under, she'll look to Lauren Martin, and she'll turn it over right into the hands of Lindsey Gray, her first steal of the game. Eighth turnover for Onega. Gray down the floor to Parker. Parker in the corner, drives inside, forefront in front of the basket, floats it, misses. Now coming for the rebound, the left wing is Haskins. She's down the floor, it's a track race, bounce pass to the Conger. Couldn't finish underneath. She'll have to look to kick it out. She'll do it. Out to the far right wing, but it's missed and rebounded by Paige Miller. Their second rebound of the half. Passing now to Gray. To the right elbow to Vermitten, and they'll get it on her offensive charge. Vermitten picking up her first personal foul of the game. Substitution hitting the floor here for Onega. Third team foul for Valley Heights. Matsky comes back in for the Buffaloes, as well as Mackenzie Dorsey. Jaden Haskell will take this one down the floor. Valley Heights, they've come out of their full court pressure, making it a little easy for Haskin to take it down the floor. Here is a whistle being blown, and they're going to reset the ball inbound for Onega on the near sideline near the Valley Heights bench. They'll throw it into the left corner. Haskin now underneath the glass to Ringel. She'll kick it out and turnover for Onega. Their ninth turnover now here of the half. 4:56 to go in the second quarter. Onega down by 11 to Valley Heights, 22-11. Or actually, they're going to say this was last touch by Valley Heights, so scratch the turnover. Onega keeps it. Conger out to her right to Haskin at the timeline. She dribbles out to her left on the wing, trying to spin around, nearly loses the ball. She picks it back up here at the arc. She'll float it down under the glass and looking for a pass. It's turned over and picked up by Lindsey Gray for her second steal of the game. That's officially now Onega's ninth turnover. She's downside the paint, misses a shot easily in front of the basket, and it's rebounded by Haskin for her fourth board of the half. Haskin, who averages 2.5 rebounds a game, she has 110 now on the season. Underneath look, now kick out up top, Dorsey to the right wing, Haskin. She'll veer out to the left, resetting up to the top of the arc. Now back right, Ringel flies the three. It's on the right of the wing. Oh, my gosh, what a three. It bounced off the right of the rim. It hit off the top of the glass, and then it went right back into the basket. Looks like when I'm trying to play pinball in an arcade. So a big three by Ringel, but responded with a layup from Mia Vermitten. 24-14. Valley Heights still up by 10 over Onega with 3:43 to go in the second quarter. Ava Smith getting ready to come back in here for the Valley Heights Mustangs with her two fouls off the bench side. And Onega, speaking about fouls, they are fouled and they'll go up to the free throw line to shoot two. It's Mackenzie Dorsey, the 5'7" junior, who will go up to the charity stripe. Fouls on Valley Heights. Kinsey Gillick, her first foul of the game. Fourth team foul for Valley Heights. And this first free throw up for Dorsey is pure as silk. Dorsey now 24-45 at the free throw line this season, north of 50% from the charity stripe. Lauren Martin and Willow Hofstetler coming in to substitutes for Onega, taking out Conger and Abby Ringel. Ringel, who just flashed the second three of the game for Onega, now 2 of 6 outside the arc. Here next free throw is up and sniped from Mackenzie Dorsey. She goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Onega now 2 of 4 at the line now on the game. Only down by 8 to Valley Heights with 3:29 to go in this second quarter. And Valley Heights will turn it over on a rough pass from Ava Smith, who's on the bench for about 3 to 4 minutes. So a little rust in the pass, and that'll be the third turnover for Valley Heights. And Onega takes over. Full half-court pressure action as Onega throws it in from half-court. Hostetler takes it on the right perimeter at the timeline. She's throwing out to her left. She'll pass that way to Haskin. Valley Heights bring a 2-1-2, and now a shot underneath the basket, missed by Dorsey and rebounded by Vermitten. Valley Heights sets it here on the left side wing. A floater in a step inside, missed by Stevenson. Now Vermitten has it off the offensive rebound for Valley Heights. Stevenson reset back up. Now Gray on the left wing. She'll fire three and hit it. First three of the game landing for Valley Heights. They are now 1 of 4 outside the arc. Huge three for the Mustangs. And Omega takes it down the floor, and they're going to get an offensive charge called on Hofstetler. That is her second foul picked up in the game. 13th foul for Onega. Here in this quarter, 2:42 to go in the half, 27-16, Valley Heights over Onega. Lindsey Gray taking it past half court. She drives her left after a screen by Vermitten, looking for a kick out. Can't do it. She'll look inside, finds Vermitten. Vermitten on the right block. A nice finish inside for two. A greatly run offensive set right there by Valley Heights. Perfect execution. Onega on the right side wing, loses the ball. Dorsey getting taken by Ava Smith for the steal, but Smith immediately after getting the steal will double dribble. So as Onega picks up their 10th turnover, Valley Heights picks up their 4th with 2:18 to go here in this second quarter. Up 29-16 here over Onega. 30-second timeout. We're back here in a bit here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. 2:18 to go here in the first half, 29-16. Valley High tier over Onega by 13 points. First quarter ended 16-9. Valley High over Onega. So far, Ava Smith leading this charge for the Mustangs through her first half, or first quarter, I should say, with 9 points, but also with 9 points, Josie Parker. So a pair of nines there for Valley High to show out. Onega right now led by Abby Ringel with 10 points. Two threes here in this first half, a three in both quarters. Onega has the ball. They're running a box set underneath the glass. Ringel has the inbound. Ringel looking over the top, throws it to half court to Hochstedler. She'll pick it up. A high catch. Now she'll look to her right, pass to Haskin. Haskin pump fake. She'll go down to the block. Lauren Martin kicks back out. Haskin fires the three. It's off the heel and rebounded by Tessa Bigham in Valley Heights. Onega now 2 of 7 outside the arc. Avery Stevenson pump fakes in the far corner for the Mustangs. She'll go to Gray. Gray on the baseline, tosses on a underhand back to Stevenson. Now on the near side, picked up on a steal from the Onega Buffaloes. It's Abby Ringel. Fifth turnover of the game for Valley Heights. Down the floor, left wing, Dorsey. Has it on the right hip, fires it like a pistol to the right to Haskin. Haskin, she veers to a right. Now the right wing. Dorsey underneath, throw to Ringel. And that is taken away from Mia Vermitt in her third steal here of the half. 11th turnover for Onega. Onega averages 24 turnovers a game. Trying not to let that turnover bug get too a hold of him here in this matchup. As Parker flies a three from the far corner, missed, and rebounded by Lauren Martin. Her fifth rebound of the game, and her 139th rebound of the season. Here from the right wing, Dorsey fires a three for Onega. Missed, picked up by Stevenson. She's down the floor with the board on the left seam. Now to Smith. Smith fires a three after setting her feet, and she'll splash. Smith, her first points here in quarter two. Now 12 points on the game for Ava Smith. Onega down 32-16 with 43 seconds to go in the first half. Haskin fires up to right to Dorsey. Dorsey to Ringel. Ringel, the top of the arc. She'll look left to Hochstedler. Again, no shot clock down here on Onega. Onega could take as much time as they want here, but Lauren Martin will set her feet, fire the three. It's in. Out of the basket. It bounced off the interior front rim, and then it went into the hands of Avery Stevenson for the board. 17 seconds here to go in the first half. Valley Heights, a dominating lead of 16, 32-16 over Onega. Holding on to the ball here at the top of the arc with 8 seconds to go. Right side, Gray fires the three, 5 foot off the arc. It skips off the top rim. Vermitten looked for a put back, couldn't get it. That's out the very end, called it Valley Heights. The buzzer rings, but that'll give the opportunity for Onega to finish out this half at the free throw line. That is the fifth foul picked up of the half on Valley Heights. They haven't assessed who the foul was on at the end of the play. Oh, just a little under a second to go in this first half. Valley Heights will take the lead going into the locker room. A foul officially here aimed against Avery Stevenson, her second personal of the game. Again, double bonus, putting up the line. Jaden Haskin, their first free throw is up and nailed to the basket. Haskin getting her first points in the game. She averages 8 points a game, 161 points scored on the season. She's the second team lead in points this year at the free throw line. She's 38 of 62, over 60% at the foul line. Haskin sets her feet, now prepares for the next free throw as it rockets run in. Haskin goes 2 for 2 at the line. Onega now way down 32-18 to end the first half to Valley Heights. We'll take a step aside here. We'll be back for a halftime show here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
It is American Heart Month, and our cardiology partner, Chris Tollefson, with the Cotton O'Neill Heart Center and Stormont Vale Hospital, has a message for you. Chest pain isn't always the warning sign. Fatigue, shortness of breath, jaw or shoulder pain can be heart symptoms too. If something feels off, don't tough it out. Get checked by your cardiologist. Know the signs. Take them seriously. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care. Hometown heart.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on 92.1 KMZA for the MSU Sports Radio Network. Here for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home. Far from that, you can go online at highlandcc.edu. The Valley Heights Mustangs here have the lead over Onega, 32-18. Funnily enough, both teams in the first half scored the same amount of points they did in quarter one as quarter two. The Heights scored 16 points in the first quarter. They scored 16 points in the second quarter as well. Onega, they scored 9 points in the first quarter, and as well 9 points in the second quarter, too. Close to this game last was 6-4. Valley Heights, they came out with 6 straight points to begin the game. Onega, they responded with 4, and it was kind of bounced back a little bit back and forth. It was 16-11 at one point there in that second quarter, within 5 of a 3-pointer by Abby Ringo. But for the most part, Valley Heights, they have dictated the tone of this game, and a lot of that has been from what they've been able to do on the defensive side. Valley Heights, they have forced 11 turnovers with 8 total steals, 2 from Ava Smith, 3 from Amber Mitten, 2 from Lindsey Gray, and 1 from Paige Miller, also as well 1 from Avery Stevenson. So for Valley Heights, they're doing a great job here on the defensive side. Mega, you know, their biggest Achilles heel this season has been the turnovers. They average 24 per game. So I can imagine Bob Kufall is stressing this team right now. It's the same thing. He kind of stresses every game. It's, hey, girls, you know, we're right here in this game. It's all about rebounding the ball and limiting the turnovers and forcing more turnovers here as we go into the second half. I mean, it's pure fundamental there on that side for Onega. They have good offensive sets. They run really good plays. They get the ball down the court, but then there's just some, you know, bad choice passes and some rough looks that turn into those easy turnovers that Valley Heights takes advantage of. They're simple things to clean up for Onega. Just gonna be more patient, let things set up. Of course, you're at your own home floor, and when you're here, you don't have to worry about a shot clock, so you shouldn't have to be set up at all, you should be able to take your time, look for good looks, keep your spacing. All the things that Onega is definitely going to look for here in the second half. Let's look at some point totals here in this game. Valley Heights, 12 points from Ava Smith with three in that second quarter, 9 points in the first quarter, as well as two rebounds and two steals. Mia Vermitten with 5 boards in the first half and 4 points all coming in the second quarter with 3 steals. Lindsey Gray with 2 boards and 2 steals in the first half. Paige Miller with 3 and 2 boards and a steal. Josie Barker, who had a fantastic second quarter with 6 points and a half as well with 9 points total, as well as a rebound to follow. And Tessa Bigham with 2 points and 2 boards. Gillick got on the board with a rebound, and Avery Stevenson's got a steal, a bucket, and 2 boards as well for the Mustangs. For the Nigga Buffaloes, right now currently led by Abby Ringel, currently with her 10 points, 2 threes, 1 3 hit in the first quarter with her 7 points she had in the first quarter alone, and then 1 3 to also follow in the second. Hostetler's got a rebound. Lauren Martin's got 5 in a bucket. Jane Haskins got 2 points off the free throw line, 2 for 2 with 4 boards. And Mackenzie Dorsey, she's got 4 points here with 2 for 2 at the foul line. And for Conger, she's got a steal as well as a board. And Lenny Martin, she's just got a sole rebound for Onega. Looking at some team stats right now here for Valley Heights, 13 rebounds, 4 turnovers, 1 of 5 outside the arc, 4 of 7 at the foul line, 8 steals, and only 1 timeout used in this game. Unofficial stats here at the half, of course, here. And then also for Onega, 12 rebounds, 11 turnovers, 2 of 7 outside the arc, 4 of 6 at the foul line, and 2 steals. Again, official stats here at the half, but right now, officially, Valley Heights over Onega, 32-18. We'll see how Onega responds here in this second half. We'll be back here in 2 minutes. Again, it's our halftime show provided by Highland Community College, close to home, far from that, on the Highland, tc.edu. Back in 2 minutes, Valley Heights, Onega girls, Valley Heights 32, Onega 18.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with Mass, Communion, Bingo, hosting Rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our school spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your school spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
SU Sports Radio Network, after our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Valley Heights up 32-18 here over Onega. Saw a lead here over this Onega Buffaloes team by 14 points. Both teams, they scored the same amount of points in the first quarter as they did in the second. Valley Heights had 16 in the first, 15 in the second. Onega had 9 in the first and 9 in the second. We still got 2 more quarters of basketball play in 16 minutes altogether. Onega here coming out in the second half. It's Rello Hostetler the 5'5" junior guard. Lauren Martin, the 5'9" junior forward. Jaden Haskin, the 5'8" senior guard. Abby Ringel, the 5'8" senior forward. And Ember Conger, the 5'6" senior guard. And for the Valley Heights Mustangs, it's Lizzie Parker, Tessa Bigham, Ava Smith, Paige Miller, and Mia Vermitten. As Valley Heights starts off with this ball working right to left here of your dial to begin this half. Vermitten tossing it into Miller. Miller on the left side. She'll look right. Smith. Smith. Quick drive into the lane and fires off in the right block. Misses. And it'll be rebounded by the offense and taken away immediately by Onega. Abby Ringel, her second steal of the game. Valley Heights here already their first turnover of the half. Onega has it. They'll look for a quick skip underneath the basket on the far block. And now Haskin drives to the baseline, fouled, and she'll go up and shoot two at the foul line. Already Onega coming out with some much-needed tempo and aggression here. At the half, they had four free throws in the first half made. They were 4-6 at the free throw line. Here Haskin, her first free throw on this time up, is up, skips off the top, and goes in. Haskin, she went 2-of-2 first time up. She was the first one here in the game to make a free throw for Onega. She's got all three of her points here at the foul line this game so far. She lunges and breaks here for her next free throw as it goes in. Haskin now 4-of-4 free throw line. Onega now only down by 12 with 7:30 to go here in the third quarter. Valley Heights has it on the left wing. Parker drives in, left elbow, far side skips to Smith. The ball is knocked out of bounds by Hostetler. Onega. Valley Heights keeps it on the far sideline. Dishing it in will be Ava Smith, the first-team All-State player from last year and the first-team All-Leaguer from TVL and four-year starter. Tossing in a quick strike right in front to Miller on the right wing. Now reset up top to Vermitten. Vermitten steers left, passes to her right. Miller, Smith, back to Miller. Left side, Bigham. Down under, left block, Smith misses the bunny. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Valley Heights. Onega takes control. Down by 12, 32-20 to Valley Heights with 7:09 to go in the third quarter. In Onega, they have their Class 1A Division 1 brackets already out. We'll take on Clifton Clyde next Tuesday on the road. Here's a three-point flyer. Left side miss from Hostetler. And a foul called at the very end on Onega after the missed three. Coming against Jaden Haskin, her first personal in the game. First team foul for Onega. Both teams here with a foul charge on them. A minute into this third quarter. Valley Heights has the ball inside the paint, turning, driving inside on the right block. That's a Bigham for two. Now 4 points and two rebounds here on the game for Bigham. Down the floor, right side. Trapped by Smith is Hostetler. She'll look for a backside pass, nearly turns it over. It's going to be a tie-up at half court for a jump ball. Possession arrow here for Onega. They'll keep it and throw it in from the near sideline, near their own bench. Coming to throw it in will be Abby Ringel right in front of her. She's got Ember Conger, who now shifts to her right side. But going to her right now is Ringel. Pass into Martin. Back to Ringel. Far side skip. Hostetler. They're going to get a steal and a tie-up between ankles. Between Miller and Hostetler as that foul get put on Paige Miller for coming in there and pushing Hostetler. The second team foul of the quarter for Valley Heights. And the second foul personal against Paige Miller. Toss in from the far side. Conger has it on the left elbow. And another foul picked up on Valley Heights. They have now had back-to-back consecutive here. I believe that is, again, Paige Miller. And, yes, it will be. Assessed on Paige Miller again. She has now back-to-back fouls. She's being a little more aggressive than what she needs to be. And Onega here will throw this one in. Line set right in front of Ringel. She looks down in front, finds Hostetler, picking up on the left seam, down the corner. Here's a long two, loaded up by Conger, missed and rebounded on a high pickup from Mia Vermitten on the short corner. Down the floor, pushing the ball, Valley Heights loses the ball out of bounds, but Onega was the last one to touch. Valley Heights will keep. They'll run a baseline set with Mia Vermitten throwing it in, right side under the glass. She'll have a quick toss into Bigham on the left elbow. She'll take a straightaway shot to the basket, off the heel, rebounded by Smith. Smith fires and dishes in for two. 6 minutes to go now in the third quarter. 36-20, Valley Heights up by 16 over Onega. Upside, low wing, Haskin passes inside, put in front of the stripe to Ringel, and there's a foul called Foul is on Josie Parker, her second personal foul of the game. Valley Heights already four fouls this third quarter with 5 minutes and 53 seconds to go. And Mackenzie Dorsey steps in back in the game here for Onega, coming in for Ember Conger, the senior. Inbound play underneath the basket, thrown into the near corner. Now on the top of the arc, Haskins, far side Dorsey, pump fakes, drives in, and they're going to get her on a travel. Onega, just their second turnover here of the quarter. 13 turnovers on the game for the Buffs. Lindsey Gray, pass half court, looking to a quick shot to her right. She finds Vermitten. Vermitten forwards it inside to Smith. She'll turn around for a short corner shot. Miss, short of the basket. An easy clear for Haskin under the glass. Down the floor, now near side corner. Three-pointer on the way. Skipped over the top from Hochstetler and rebounded by Vermitten. Vermitten, seven rebounds in the game for Valley Heights. Valley Heights gets in the right far corner to Smith. Smith to the nail to Parker. Missed on the layup take. The ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Onega. 5:13 to go in the third quarter. 36-20. Valley Heights over Onega. Vermitten will throw it in. Into the nail to Miller. Off right. Low wing. Gray drives in to the right side elbow. Then she'll kick it back out on a spin to Gray, who will miss a long three. It'll be picked up off the board from Jaden Haskin. Down the floor, Haskin to Martin. Bar down the near quarter, Hochstetler. Down under to Ringel. Turns around, spins, fires, misses the window to the basket. And the rebound by Tessa Bigham. Down the floor, Valley Heights works it. Up by 16 with 4:46 to go now in the third. Gray, screen set for her on the left elbow. She'll drive up two. Now to Miller. Upside, Parker. Center stepping. Inside, spin to the block. Fires on a fadeaway, and she'll go up to the line to shoot two. Josie Parker, the 5'10" senior forward, who averaged 6 points a game last year, now over 7 points a game this season. She had 9 points in the first half. She's been quiet since, but she's got an opportunity to get some points here at the free throw line. It's her first shot. It's, wow, she drains the basket. Onega making a couple of substitutions here. Hayden Matsky, the freshman in the game, and Laney Martin, the 5'9" junior. Martin steps into the low block near side for the box down this free throw as Parker's next one rips right on through on a sinker. Parker goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Valley Heights now up by 18, their largest lead here in this contest. Haskins spins on the right elbow inside the paint. She'll dish it out on the far side. Spinning around, now looking to the far corner. Haskins, ball's being knocked around, picked up on the left wing by Matsky. Reset up top to Martin. Martin hands it out, left side, Haskins. And no shot clock down here at Onega. Got plenty of time here to set up an offensive set. Dorsey dribbles out to her right. Now she'll look left, stuck on the pivot. Goes inside the paint to Haskin, who rotates around, fires, and misses a basket, and a foul to follow on Onega. They call it on Laney Martin, who just stepped into the game for the Buffaloes. As her first foul of the game, 13th foul of the quarter on Onega. 3:58 to go now in the third, 38-20. Onega up by 18, or down by 18 here to Valley Heights. Parker, right side skip, and that is way sailed out of bounds. Casted way above the high seas there. And Onega will take over. That was nearly a souvenir for someone in the crowd. 3:47 to go in the third, 38-20. Valley Heights over Onega. Onega has it at the half court. Haskin dribbles out to her left side with the right hand. Now she'll pass it that way to Dorsey. Dorsey loses the ball. It's Parker. Track race down the floor. She'll stop in front of the basket and be called on a travel. So right after Parker's got a steal, she gives the ball right back over to Onega. As a couple times this game at Valley Heights, as soon as they've made a turnover, they have gifted it right back to the Buffaloes. Here, Valley Heights and a man-to-man. Onega on the left side. High out, wing. Down low pass to Dorsey. Now, outright, and they're going to get a half-court violation called on Onega. Pass was behind the left shoulder of Martin. Passed half-court. She picks it up. And Valley Heights will take over. Onega now 15 turnovers on the game. Abby Ringel comes back in the contest for the Buffaloes. Coming in here with two fouls, but First half was impressive for her with 10 points. Right now she leads the Buffaloes here. She had a three in both the first and second quarter. See if she can rattle one in here in this third to get Onega back in this game as Gray dribbles it to the right elbow. Valley Heights inside the paint, kicking it out to Shaylee Eskrim, her first time in the game, the 5'7" junior. Stevenson sets the screen, left side, Vermitten floats it and nails it. 4 foot in front of the basket. Yeah, Vermitten, her third field goal of the game, 40-20. Valley Heights is largest lead of the game here over Onega, with 2:46 to go in the contest. Kick out to the far side, three-pointer by Haskin. It's in and out of the basket, and rebounded by Vermitten. Down the floor, Valley Heights. Vermitten, left wing, right side, rotating it around the three-point line, stepping in the shot. Stevenson missed, and a foul call on the left elbow on Valley Heights. Lindsey Gray. That is the fifth foul of the quarter against Valley Heights. That is a defensive foul as well, so that should put Onega at the free throw line, and it will. To the charity stripe here for the Onega Buffaloes is Haskin. Haskin, who's been a perfect 4-for-4 today so far at the free throw line, as her first foul line attempt is up and skips off the top. 2:31 here to go in the third quarter. 40-20, Valley Heights over Onega. Haskin, 4 of 5 at the free throw line here in this game. She's got 41 made free throws on this season. And now here she has now 42 made as her second one flips through the rim. Haskin now 4 of 5 of 6 here on the game at the charity stripe. As Valley Heights takes back over. Inside the nail, right side, digging into the interior, and Ava Smith will go up and shoot two at the foul line. Smith taking her third trip herself up to the charity stripe. Valley Heights, this being the sixth total trip now of the game. Three trips split up between Ava Smith and Josie Parker apiece. Now the first free throw is sunk to the basket for Ava Smith. Smith is well, that's one free throw here in the game. She's 4 of 5, over 70% on this season at the charity stripe. As her next one flies, and it's pure silk. Smith now has hit 5 straight free throws. She is 5 of 6. Valley Heights, a 21-point lead over Onega, 42-21, with 2:08 to go in the third quarter. Onega on the right corner, throwing it out of bounds is Haskin. That'll be a turnover for the Buffs. Turnover number 16 of the game for Onega. Vermitten tosses it in with no pressure being applied. Stevenson will take it down the court freely. Onega, they have dropped in here to a zone defense. It's driving in Eskrim on the right block. She's trying to fight her way inside. Ball's being pinballed around for the rebound. And they're going to get a foul called on Onega. The foul will be the team's fifth. Now officially double bonus. Foul called on Lauren Martin for her first foul of the game from the Buffs. And here at the free throw line, first free throw is off the back heel for Kinsey Gillick, the 5'10" senior. Substitution taking the floor for Valley Heights. Lindsey Gray and Josie Parker coming in, taking out that 2-1 punch combo and Ava Smith and Mia Vermitten. Gillig prepping for her next free throw as she hops and it skips off the back heel to the right. And they're going to get a lane violation called on Onega. And that's going to allow another free throw attempt here for Gillig. So it's going to be a reshoot here at the line. Gillig puts it up and that one falls in. So a violation is costly as Gillig is able to take at least one away at the free throw line. Now it's a 22-point lead for Valley Heights over Onega with 1:43 to go in the third quarter. A timeout is taken by head coach Adam Kufall. His second of the game here for Onega. A full 60. We're back in 60 on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
February is Heart Month, a time to show love not just to others but to yourself. Did you know heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide? But here's the good news. It's preventable. Take time for your heart. Eat better. Move more. Schedule that checkup you've been putting off. Small changes today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. To learn more about heart screenings, wellness tips, and how you can take control of your heart health, call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, people you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
.139 left to go here in the third quarter. Valley Heights up 43-21 over Onega. Onega has the ball. Far side wing. It's Dorsey. Drives inside the paint. Right block. Tries to go up the window, but gets too far under the basket. Going to be a rebound for Parker. And so immediately after the rebound, double dribble, Valley Heights, their ninth turnover of the game. It gives it back to Onega. I've said a couple times, Valley Heights has done that in this game, where they've gotten the ball and then they've gifted it right back quickly, just working a little too fast than what they need to. But regardless, they're still up by a dominant 22 points in this game. You can't complain about a whole lot. Onega with Dorsey on the right side wing. You're on the high out. Passes out behind her to Haskin. Haskin, the big O in the half court. On the left side perimeter, she'll go right to Martin. Martin Dorsey. Screen is set from Martin Dorsey, left side. She'll drive it. Now she'll pass right to Martin. Martin, one-on-one from Gillig. She'll pass left. Ringle, right elbow, and she'll pass over teammate's head. Jaden Haskin, it was intended for on the far high out wing. And Onega, now 17 turnovers on the game. Onega making a substitution after the turnover with Hayden Maskey, the freshman, coming in for the senior Abby Ringle. Again, last home game on this floor for these seniors. As they will go on the road on Tuesday for the sub-state tournament. And as soon as Alhead gets this ball down the floor, they get called an offensive charge. It's on Lindsey Gray, her second personal foul of the game. It's an offensive foul, so both teams here get the double bonus. Haskin drives to the right wing, passes it down to Matsky. She's stuck from Gray. Matsky lunging out to her right, and she is stuck. Throws it out of bounds. There's a foul called, I believe. No, they're going to say the ball was just last touch by Onega. So it was going to be a turnover here called against the Buffs. 18 turnovers now in the game for Onega. 34 seconds remain here in the third quarter. Parker driving from the baseline inside the paint. 2 foot in front of the basket, and she'll be fouled. Hanging up the free throw line to shoot two is Josie Parker. This game, Parker has went up to the free throw line now four times to lead Valley Heights. For this, both her and Smith had three trips up the line. Parker, her first free throw here. He is pure as silk to the basket. Tracy Parker, first time up, she went 1 of 2. Her second time, 0 of 1. Her last time, she went 2 of 2. So 50% of the season for the free throw line is her next free throw is also sunken through the basket. Parker now 4-4 in this third quarter at the foul line. 20 seconds to go in the third. Maskey has it on the far corner. She'll dribble and drive inside left elbow, and a foul called at the high top. That'll put Maskey up at the foul line to shoot two. Maskey, she went up to the foul line in the first quarter of the game and went 0 of 2. The 5'3" freshman guard is looking for her first points of this game. She breaks into the free throw, and it sinks right through the basket. Ember Conger coming in here for Onega, as well as Lainey Martin trying to finish her free throws here at the line. Is Matsky, she hit her first, looking to nail the second, and that one drains as well, pinning down the pipe. And Onega down 45-23 to Valley Heights with 10 seconds to go here in the third. Parker dribbles right. Now she'll veer left, turning her direction, passing out Stevenson. Baseline drive on the block. Kicks out. Parker sets her feet left side and drains it for two, or three, excuse me, to end this quarter. 48-23. A dominating lead of 25 for Valley Heights to enter the fourth quarter. We're back in 60 on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
The team at United Bank and Trust invites you to our annual open house on Wednesday, February 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Seneca. Drop by to enjoy some soup and good company. Our friendly staff is looking forward to serving you at our United Bank and Trust open house on February 25th between 10 and 2. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
We begin the fourth quarter with a steal by Onega. Ember Comber getting her second steal of the game here on senior night, her final time here at the Onega home court. And at three, also to respond here for Onega, Mackenzie Dorsey with a big timer, 48-25. Valley Heights over Onega with 7:34 now to go in the game. A jump ball tie up under the glass. Possession error here to Onega. And Valley Heights now 10 turnovers on the game. Valley Heights, they've scored 16 points in each quarter in this game, first, second here, and third. Onega, they scored 9 points in the first and second, and only 5 points in the third quarter. Have not been able to keep pace with this Valley Heights team. Hostetler working left to right, down your dial. Valley Heights in the man-to-man. Hostetler fears out to her left side to the wing. Now on the right, skip to Haskin on the high out. She'll go left to Martin. Martin down under to Ringel, and it's taken away. A high point from Josie Parker, her second steal of the game. And 18th turnover of the game for Onega. Ava Smith drives left, block, slices the defenders, but they get her on a travel, a couple of extra steps. Ava Smith already committed to the collegiate level, and of course, you wouldn't expect anything less from a four-year starter, first-team All-State player from last year who's averaged nearly over double digits every year she has played here at the varsity level. Onega driving on the baseline, and in is Mackenzie Dorsey. Open up the door with 5 points here to begin this fourth quarter for her and Onega, but still down 48-27, 21 points with 6:39 to go in the game. A foul called here on Onega. Valley Heights will have the inbound. Under the glass, right side, Mia Vermitten to throw it in. First foul of the quarter on Onega. It's called on Dorsey, who, again, has 5 points already in this quarter for Onega, but now she's got her fourth foul picked up, and this is thrown inside. Ava Smith is fouled on the left low block. She'll go up and shoot two at the foul line. And the foul is picked up on Willow Hostetler. That is her third foul of the game, third personal, second team foul already at the quarter for Onega, a minute 30 in. And Smith here completes the three-point play. Smith with well over 15 points here in this game, and Onega goes down the floor. They respond here with a foul. They go up to the line themselves. Jaden Haskin up at the charity stripe. This is her fourth trip today. Jaden Haskin, a 5'8" senior guard who leads the team with 1.5 steals per game. Hasn't recorded one today. Here's her first free throw as it is rolled off the top to the left side and missed. Haskin, last time up, she went 1 of 2, missed her first, hit her second, but her first and second time up, she went 2 of 2. Here, if she can split it at least, make the second like the last. Sets her feet, fires a little hopping, but misses both. And the rebound's by Parker down before she passes, and it's stolen by Dorsey, taking it right back for Onega, and it's stolen behind her by Paige Miller, 21, taking away from 21, as down before Parker goes in for two. Valley Heights' Josie Parker had 9 points in the first half. She's got 9 points in the second, 18 here on the game. Onega working baseline, kick out to the near corner. With it is Conger, short down to Haskin, looking for reversal, spins around and off the right side of the cylinder. And it's rebounded by Vermitten. Vermitten now 9 rebounds on the game and 6 points. Just itching that double-double. Now on the left corner, Parker sinks it for three, her second three of the game. Team's fourth for Valley Heights. Valley Heights, they went 1 of 5 in the first half. They have hit 3 threes here in the second. Bounce pass down under Hochstedler to Dorsey, but a foul called on Valley Heights. That'll be charged on Paige Miller. Abby Ringel stepping back in for Onega. Second team foul called on Valley Heights. That foul against Paige Miller is their fourth personal in the game. Foxette passes on to the right side of Conger, and the ball is knocked out of bounds immediately by Miller. 5:31 left to go in the contest. 56-27, Valley Heights over Onega. Avery Stevenson steps in for Ava Smith for Valley Heights. Box set here on the inbound for Onega. Ringel on the toss in. She's looking dead ahead. Bounce pass straight in front, and the ball is basically kind of kicked out of bounds. Ringel toss in, and it went off the left foot of Parker and scooted its way to the far side. So Ringel, she'll throw it in now from the far sideline. Crowd side. Right in front of the Onega band, tossing it in to Martin and trying to put it down. Not able to, but drawing the foul. Lauren Martin with 2 free throw attempts here at the line coming up. Martin, her first chance in the line tonight. She's 16 of 34 at the stripe this season, 47%. Her first free throw is sunk into the bucket. Shaylee Yuskrum substituted in for Valley Heights. Stepping in for Josie Parker. Next free throw is on the way, and it skips in and out of the basket for Martin. So she hits her first, misses her second, and a foul immediately to follow. Called on Onega. That is on Abby Ringel. Unfortunately, an incredible first half for Ringel for the senior. But 10 points, she has fouled out here on senior night. That's the last she'll be here in this game of 5:27 left to go. Head coach M. Kufall is covers her as she hands to the bench side. Valley Heights here takes it down the floor to foul drawed. But Martin Elson sets a big up to the line to shoot two. Onega, they've been in quite the foul trouble here in this game. Not only Ringel having fouled out, but Earlord Martin, this is her second foul picked up in the game. Hochstedler, she's got 3, and Dorsey, she's got 4. Bigum, her first free throw is Pierce Silk to the basket. 5 points on the game for Tessa Bigum, 3 rebounds. Bigum looking to strike this 2 for 2 at the charity stripe, and she does. Bigum, 6 points on the game and 3 boards. 5:18 to go in the fourth, 58-28. A 30-point lead for Valley Heights over Onega. Onega shooting a 3-point ball with Martin on the far left wing, missed, rebounded underneath by Bigum down the floor. Valley Heights takes it past the timeline. Gray, Stevenson in the nail. Now 7 foot in front of the basket. Floats it. Missed underneath the glass. Corralled by Jaden Haskin. Haskin now 8 rebounds on the game for Onega. She averages just 2.5 per game. So the guard has been pretty active here. The junior or senior guard here. And Haskin has been quite active underneath the glass. As here Dorsey, she makes a rebound after a missed shot for Onega. Couldn't get the put back, and now Lindsey Gray takes it down the floor after clearing the board. In the paint, right side block, hook shot, missed off the left side, and the ball goes out of bounds. I'll say last touch from Onega. Valley Heights keeps it. Running clock here in the fourth. Valley Heights looking to take this final matchup home of the season to improve to 16 wins. Running clock with 4:14 to go, 58-28. Underneath the basket, Gillick has it. She'll spin it right on in under backside right shoulder. That's her first field goal made of the game. Onega. Hochstedler, right side, look to Haskin. Haskin Starting out to her left, looks right, dribbles the high out, now looks in. Martin, back up top, pump fake, Haskin making a nice move, she'll throw it up, and fouled. Haskin will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Haskin, man, she's had an incredible night here on senior night. In fact, all the seniors have really showed out here for Onega, as a timeout here is taken with 3 minutes 35 seconds left to go in this game, 60-28. We'll go ahead and just keep things here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm 92.1 KMZA. Again, mentioned this senior night here for Onega. They have three senior girls, and they've all showed out really well today. Jaden Haskin, plenty of rebounds here for her with 8 rebounds here in this game. She has scored all from the free throw line. She's been up 4 times to the charity stripe. She's five of eight at the foul line. She averages 8 points a game, 2.5 rebounds a game. Abby Ringel, of course, with a 10-point performance in the first half. Unfortunately, she fouled out, but still now 177 points here this season scored for her. And then also, you can't forget Amber Conger, the 5'6 senior. I know she hasn't scored at all tonight for Onega, but for seniors, doesn't get a whole lot of action. 2 steals and a rebound, especially a steal and a rebound that starts the game, was huge for the Buffaloes. Here at the free throw line, Haskin, their first free throw is a towel over water off to the left side. Haskin missing her first. She has now missed 3 straight free throw attempts. The charity stripe this season, she's a little north of 60%, and the second one rattles in like a bullet in a tin can. She goes 1 for 2. 3:20 left to go, a running clock here in the fourth, down by 31 points is Onega, Sioux Valley Heights. Stevenson with it at half court. Right side to Lindsey Gray. Gray striking to her left. Eskrim bounce back inside. Missed by Stevenson to the bunny. Underneath, rebound. Oh, and a putback quickly for Isabella Smith, the 5'9 junior. Her first time in the game for Valley Heights. Near side, high corner. Dorsey, she'll skip it on the far, but it'll be taken away by Stevenson. A nice ricochet put inside, but taking it back away is Conger on a steal. That is her third steal of the game for the senior. She is had quite a defensive day, getting these balls right back from Valley Heights. And another timeout has been taken here with 2 minutes, 33 seconds to go. Again, a running clock. Valley Heights looking to close this game out and take away the victory here over Onega. But 62-29, still a lot of fight left to go here for the Buffaloes. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Don't slip, don't stumble, get your floor, that's double and lumber, hardwood, vinyl, tile galore, we've got the floor you're looking for, so don't just walk, come dance inside, new floor so smooth you're gonna glide, stop by my lumber, come explore, the flooring department.
Land Radio.
2:33 left to go here in the game. Running clock. Valley Heights up by a dominant 33 points over Onega, 62-29. Here at the charity stripe is Ember Conger trying to get her first points here of senior night, and it bounces off the back heel and rides on in. It's been a good night here for Ember Conger. 3 steals, a rebound, and now her first points. And their second free throw is off the left side, but still able to make one here on senior night. All seniors now have scored for Onega. As Oshedler gets a steal down the floor, that is her first steal of the game. She leads the team with 2.8 assists per game, as she passes this one down the floor to Dorsey, but cannot finish. Under the basket, rebound by Gillig. Valley Heights down the floor. Baseline look. Isabella Smith passes, and a steal by Haskin. Haskin now her first steal of the game, who leads the team with a 1.5 steals per game. But immediately here, a foul called on Valley Heights. That'll send Haskin up to the free throw line. Clock still rolling with a minute 50 to go in the game. Valley Heights looking to improve to 16-7 on the season. 8-2 to finish out the TVL play. Onega looking to fall to 6-15 overall and 2-8. Pinned by league and finishing their home stand at 2-7. Haskin, her first free throw is nailed. She's now made her last 2 after missing 3 straight. substitutions here looking to come in for Onega. Three getting rolled up on the bench. Now four. So a big cast and crew looking to come in. Some bench players, but this next free throw missed by Haskin. Picked up here by your team. And now Onega resets and misses it on the second opportunity by Conger. Down the floor, working with it, is Valley Heights, with just 68 seconds left to go here in this game. Valley Heights, again, a Class 2A team that is going to have their brackets come out tomorrow for their substate alignment. So Stevenson nails the three. Our first three of the game, Valley Heights. They have made a very impressive second half indeed with three threes. Five threes total on the game. Here for Onega. Getting some excitement on the floor. Brooklyn DeChant coming in here for the first time for the Onega Buffaloes. And 5'6" freshman here. Hostetler dribbling inside and foul show up to the line to shoot two. Also coming in the game here for the first time for Onega is Maley Owens, the 5'11" sophomore. So Owens and DeChant getting their first action here this game at the charity stripe here. Haskin, her first one, floats off the back heel, and 15 seconds left to go in the game. This is where the game will conclude here with 10 seconds to go, 65-31. But Onega still trying to get a couple more points to end this game. This next free throw is straight on through the basket for Jaden Haskin. As this time, she also goes one of two. She's went one of two her last three times. 2 seconds to go in the game. Valley Heights throws it in, and they will conclude this contest with a dominating victory of 33 points, 65-32. Over Valley Heights. We will step aside here for a couple minutes. We'll be back here for a post game, all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
The Pines of Houlton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Houlton family. At the Pines of Houlton, it's our family caring for yours.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton, Kansas.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network here for our post-game show. Again, the Valley Heights Mustangs coming away with the big-time victory over the Onega Buffaloes. Right now, senior night is going on down here at Onega, Kansas. Right now being recognized are the three seniors that were in tonight's action for Onega: Ember Conger, Abby Ringel, and Jaden Haskin, all who finished a really solid game here on the night for the Onega Buffaloes. Here running through it, Jaden Haskin, she finished with 8 points. Abby Ringel finished with 10, all there in the first half, four, as well as Ember Conger finished with just 1 point. Three steals and a rebound. Again, Onega lost 65-32 to finish the game against the Valley Heights Mustangs. Now Valley Heights looks to improve to a solid 16-7 on the season, 8-2 in the Twin Valley League, and also moves to 5-2 on the away. Again, Class 2A alignments for Substate that will come out tomorrow. As again, Class 1A Division 1 alignments that has already came out just earlier this week on Wednesday. And Onega, their next opponent will be Clifton Clyde. So that'll be a big time matchup for this Clifton Clyde team. But again, real quick, looking through tonight's game, Valley Heights, they led 16-9 after the first quarter. They scored 16 points again in the second, only allowed Onega to 9 themselves. And then there was the first half end 32-18. Third quarter, Valley Heights outscored Onega 16-5, going up 48-23 heading into the fourth quarter. And then outscored Onega in the fourth quarter 17-9. Leading the scoring on the game for the Valley Heights Mustangs was Ava Smith with 19 total points. She had 1-3 to finish the game as well. Right behind her was Josie Park with 18 points. She finished with 2 total threes at the free throw line. She went up 4 total times. She went 5 of 7 at the charity stripe with 2 steals. Actually going to combine here the player of the game between both the players of Ava Smith as well as Josie Parker and Ava Smith. And the player of the game here brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking service. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Again, Ava Smith finished with 19 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 steals with a 3. And Josie Parker finished with 2 steals, 3 rebounds, and 18 points. This has been our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, using the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Valley Heights, again, improves to 16-7 on the season, finishing out the TVL play with 8-2. Onega falls to 6-15 and 2-8. In the Twin Valley League, as Valley Heights wins this one 65-32. Valley Heights, their substate lineups will come out tomorrow for Class 2A as well as 3A. Onega, their next opponent, will be in the substate quarterfinal against Clifton Clyde on the road on Tuesday. We'll take a step aside. We'll be back here in about 7 minutes for our pregame for the men's matchup. Again, it's Valley Heights and Onega, all here on 92.1 KMZA.